I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Skim, episode 5. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
See, I didn't interrupt you this time. I let
Look
you just say
that.
It. Yep. I'm getting better. Learning how to podcast one day at a time here.
You're doing a fine job, sir.
It's me and Scott Johnson, Kim Johnson here for Skim. Thanks for being here, everybody. We were just having a conversation just prior to this about hair and stuff like that.
And you said you sprayed something in your eye.
Yes.
And I still don't know what that is.
This right here. Hold on. Listen. This.
Canned air?
Yeah, canned air. I was trying to... So this is...
Did you just turn it around backwards and accidentally like psh, in your eye?
Kinda.
Like,
it's a professional 12-ounce electronics duster compressed air. And it's got like Freon or something in it, right? Isn't that what that's in here? Because it's cold. I don't know how it
How's your eye?
I had these on.
Okay.
These gunner things. So it didn't get me too bad. But it did give me cold eye for about a half an hour.
So it saved you though, because that's like go to the emergency room stuff.
I know. And the reason it happened, it was plugged and I couldn't get it to work. I was trying to blow a video card out. And
trying to blow out your video card.
I was in there like poking at it, looking right in it like the barrel of a gun and went right in my eyeball.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It was pretty great.
Honey.
Are you proud to know that? Are you happy, happily married still?
Like, or is it
still?
Kind of like I tell the kids every time you do something or say something really, really off the wall or stupid?
Yeah, I've been known.
I'm always like, I look at the kids and go, yeah, 26 years.
Mm-hmm. Been doing this a long time. One of these days is going to kill me. I'm going to do something stupid and I'm going to die. I almost did it yesterday while we were doing the floor, which we'll get to. We'll get to the floor. Don't worry.
Oh, goodness.
But while we were doing the floor, we had that bucket full of shards of wood in it. And at some point, somebody grabbed the bucket and moved it upward as I was going down toward it with
more
shards.
That was me.
Yeah, it was you.
That was me.
And a piece of wood went, like a 3D movie, went right up to my eye. But I was okay.
It didn't get you.
Yeah.
I try my best not to hurt you.
Rainbow Bright in the chat says that they sent you a message via email. And I don't think I got it yet, but I'm going to check right now, Rainbow Bright. And see. Now, this is the same Rainbow Bright that sent that awesome thing I can't talk about till Brian gets his. You know
okay.
the thing.
Okay, yes,
right?
Yes.
Oh,
I do
geez.
Know.
Sorry.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Everything's fine. we got one. Let's see. I'm just trying to see if there's anything here that I missed. Yeah, did it go to the spam or something? Yeah, I didn't get it. Or maybe I did. Maybe it's in here. Maybe it's part of what we're doing.
Was it sent to me?
No. It would have been sent to the contact thing, but I'm not sure I got a Rainbow. You know what? Send it again, and then I'll read it while we're here. We'll do it in real time.
Cool.
Okay, can we talk about the flooring for a second?
Yes,
let's talk
about the flooring.
So I talked about it on TMS. I'm not going to go over it too much, but basically we're putting new flooring in. We've had it stacked in our living room since the end of October. Mm-hmm. In fact, we brought it in probably mid-October, went to BlizzCon, came home, mm-hmm. got surprised by your sister and her husband and her kids, had been painting our house while
we
were gone, right?
Awesome.
Not all of it, because some of it we have to do stuff to before we can do it, but a huge portion of it, gigantic amount of work, and it's awesome. Anyway, And so I've been concerned that this giant stack of wood laminate was just going to sit there forever and all time and eternity.
But it sounded more like, oh, this is never going to happen, is it?
Yeah, a little bit like that. Because it just started.
It's going to.
Okay, well, here's how we know it was going to. Because yesterday, I finished up a show. And when I came down here, everybody was gathered around tables, talking, chatting. It's just normal life upstairs. I go upstairs yesterday after the show, and giant slabs of wood are off the floor already. And there are people in there cranking on it and like
just
ripping
it apart.
Pulling those big industrial staple things out of the floor and all that. So I went, all right, this is happening then.
I knew it was. I knew Dad was coming after work. So.
Yeah, it was your dad, your brother-in-law for a little bit, and then us.
Yeah, me and Sarah and you.
Kind of preparing because it's the real work happens on, well, not that that wasn't real work, but the real stuff starts happening.
That was probably harder than the install.
It probably was. But the big stuff happens Saturday.
Well, I did just rip out an entire room of carpet with my nephew.
Tonight you did, or today you did.
I just got done 5 minutes ago.
Was that the living room?
Yeah.
Hold on, where did you cut it? Did you cut it before the steps? I hope you gave it lots of room there.
Yes.
Okay, you gave it a nice flap.
Nice.
So he can fix it?
Yep.
Okay.
He gave it a nice flap.
I gave it a nice flap. But yeah, so like...
And Isaac taped it down so that you won't trip on it when you come up. Because I was a little worried about you tripping down the stairs.
Isaac Hayes? Who's this Isaac you're referring to?
My nephew.
Oh, your nephew, Isaac. Not quite Isaac Hayes. Isaac Hayes also passed away. He's not with us anymore.
So no, I don't know why I brought him up.
No. Famed crooner, singer, Isaac Hayes. Not involved in my carpet removal. But anyway, so you did that. Yes. And then like a true carpetbagger, Kim took all of that carpet, rolled it up like a big fat freaking blunt, and took it out and put it on the rear porch, right?
Actually, it's in three strips.
Three strips.
So that it's not like carrying a dead body around. It's like not too bad.
That's good. I wonder if any porch pirates will come steal that instead of packages. That'd be cool.
It's on our patio. I doubt it. Probably it's behind the fence.
Once in a while, the mailman goes back there for no reason.
If somebody wants that carpet, they can have it.
Yeah. Anybody in the, in the box. I thought she meant my email box. Sorry. Rainbow Bright, yes, Kim read the note in the box, and that was fantastic.
Oh, yes.
Thank you for that. In fact, she opened it with me and read all the letters and made sure everything got to where it was supposed to go.
Because, I got my letter.
Yes. Sorry.
My specific instructions on how to keep it from...
I'm a big dummy. I thought you meant it. I totally thought you meant like an email, and I'm an idiot.
Sorry. Yes.
So that was totally cool of you. Anyway, so now we got big... doobie looking carpet bag things out in the rear. In the front, there's piles
in
of
the
wood
wow.
that is the old wood from the kitchen and dining space. That's all now just a big fire hazard waiting to go off out in the front of the house.
Oh, I hope not.
I mean, it shouldn't.
Nobody, I didn't think about it till now.
Well, unless somebody lit it on. Oh, you know, we really ought to get rid of that.
It's getting taken away. Don't you worry.
When?
I don't know exactly. Today, tomorrow, Saturday.
See, this is the problem. I need schedules.
There's a problem.
I need time.
Because you know what? You're not doing the heavy.
What do you mean I'm not? Okay, so this is what I wanted to get to. Yesterday, I helped plenty with as much as I could and walked away with a freaking jacked up neck.
You're going to be fine.
Oh, I know. I'll survive. Everything's okay. I didn't like rip my spleen out or anything, but I'm a little dainty when it comes to home improvement.
A little, yes. And that's okay. This is not your thing. It's like I told my dad when he came over to help and I was like, I'm so glad you're here because I don't know what I'm doing. I know a lot. Mm-hmm. Or I know a little bit about a lot of things. This isn't one of them.
Yeah.
How to do this stuff.
You're good at this stuff. You grew up with this stuff.
I grew up watching this stuff, but I didn't. I was one of the girls. I was like, you know.
Oh, I say, let's talk about gender roles here in the Mississippi growing up in the 80s. Tell me about that. What was that like?
I did a lot more than most girls.
That's true. You guys were pretty tough.
We were tough.
Yeah.
We had five girls before we had any boys in the family, so we knew how. We were always out there. Mm-hmm. Doing everything.
So instead of a lawn, they would mow a jungle, really.
It was our lawn.
Yeah. I mean, it was your lawn because
it
was the greenery outside in front of the house. But
and anyone from the South knows what I'm talking about. Yeah. It's not the same kind of grass.
No.
It's just not.
No, it's like it's this forest floor of the freaking Amazon.
We did a lot of gardening.
Yeah.
You know, acres of garden. We had bees.
I had bees. That's right.
We had bees.
Yeah. Bees, millions of bees. Did you ever, so that's why you're not afraid of bees. You grew up around bees.
Probably. That's probably why. Yeah. Scott is deathly afraid of bees. No, we'll run away like a screaming girl. Ah!
Yeah. Oh, there we are with the gender roles again. I see what you're doing.
I'm just saying.
I hear what you're saying. I got what you're selling. No, I am a giant puss with the bees. And it's because I got stung that one time when it got in my shirt and stung me 9 times before my mom figured out where it was.
I've gotten stung plenty of times.
Yeah, but you...
I don't run away from them. They're not there to come after you.
All right, what if I was... what if it was Candyman and he shot bees out of his mouth? Then what will you do?
I got attacked by hornets one time. Oh. That was scary.
Yeah, hornets, they'll leave you dead.
They hurt.
Yeah. They're there for blood.
I was saving my sister, so that was a good thing. She was little, and she's just standing there screaming and getting stung over and over. And
which sister is this?
Julie. She was little. She was probably 5 or 6 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
She was little.
Yeah.
And I grabbed her and ran.
And did she come out pretty okay? She still got stung?
She's all right. She got stung. I got stung. One of them pierced my ear.
Wow.
I was like 10.
Well, no, not too bad. Mitsula in the chat makes a really good point. Hey, Mitsula, how's it going? He says... those floating laminate floors go in very easy. Tearing out the old flooring is a lot more work. So maybe it'll
be
a piece of cake.
You're going to be okay, babe.
It's not me I'm worried about. It's that we're not paying to have it done because it's way too expensive to have the labor done. We got a screaming deal on this to begin with, so we're trying to save money.
And my brother's very happy to help. My dad's very happy to help. Brother-in-law.
Yeah, we got people all coming to help. And the problem is because it's not a contracted thing, it's just sort of... whenever. You know what I mean?
Everybody has projects.
Everyone has a life. I get it.
Everyone has projects, even.
And a life.
I mean, and a regular job on the weekdays, yes.
Steve and Sarah, Kim's sister and brother-in-law, just put in flooring of their own.
The same kind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so they're probably so sick of flooring they want to, you know, fart blood or whatever.
Either that or they're taking that as a test run. Like, oh, we figured it out. Okay,
basically.
We can do yours now.
I learned way more yesterday than I thought I ever would in my entire life about underlayer. Or underlaying?
Underlayment.
Underlayment. That's it. Underlayment, which is it was news to me, but we're putting that down. That's getting here tomorrow or Saturday as well. So anyway, it's just a handful of stuff to do. The holidays are coming, whether we like it or not. And
tell me this isn't how everyone feels about every project they do.
Yeah, but they usually don't do it right, like a week and a half before Christmas.
We got 3 weeks till Christmas.
Do we?
Yeah. It's only the 6th.
Oh. Wait, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe time isn't going as
fast as
I thought.
It's not bad. And I decorated for Christmas downstairs this year.
Yeah. How'd
I was feeling a little out of sorts because I couldn't decorate my normal everything everywhere.
Yeah, because everything's all torn up. The room you would normally put the tree in and stuff is full of laminate.
It's full of the wood. And so, yeah, I decorated downstairs and it looks pretty dang good.
Yeah, it does. And we're going to watch movies down there. It's cozy.
Yeah.
We can ignore that there's a freaking war zone nightmare upstairs.
It's not that bad.
Well, it makes me feel chaotic. It makes me feel like I don't have a control on anything. I feel like I don't control anything when this happens. And that's probably good. It's good to be reminded once in a while you really don't have any control over anything. Like at the end of the day, what control do I have? I have none. I have no control. And this is just a sign of that. It's like, hey, look at this. Exposed floor. A stain. What was probably a construction guy's emergency pee one time. Like, I don't know. All of that's just everywhere. And I feel like I can't do anything about it.
I will say though, I went down and I went up there and I threw all these old buckets of paint that I had that I stirred them up. They're ugly colors, but it's paint that will now seal. I sealed the subfloor.
Yeah, so painted all over the subfloor after we got all the staples and stuff out and swept it. So now the idea is, according to Steve, and I think he's right, you've got a relatively sealed subfloor with a paint layer, and then you got the layer of the underlayment.
Yes,
and then
which is waterproof also.
Yep, and then on top of that, you have the other waterproof item, which is the actual laminate. We got some good stuff.
Yeah, so we shouldn't have any problems down the road with the flooring.
Yeah, it'll be effectively waterproof, which is great.
We're taking precautions.
But
it was kind of funny to roll paint on a floor, like literally dump a bucket of paint on the floor and then just move it around and roll it all over.
Yeah, that actually sounds like fun. You did it while I was doing a show.
I couldn't
help.
And then he came up and couldn't walk in the kitchen.
What I hope secretly is this weekend after I get done with Film Sack on Friday at like 10:30 or whatever it is, that I'll come upstairs and everything will be already done.
Oh, wow. Well, good luck with that.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think we'll even have the underlayment in by then. The underlayment. Okay, so that's that. Hurt my neck. That's the only problem.
You're going to be okay. I can put you in a hot bubble bath and he'll be fine.
Oh, you can do that tonight?
Sure.
Okay. We're going to go to dinner with the kids and then we're going to put me in a hot bath and I'll forget all about
all your troubles.
My sheetrock nightmare.
You'll become all carefree.
We saw some cool spiders we hadn't seen before.
I'm deathly. Mm.
It makes
my skin crawl.
No mouse or Volpu, though. That's good.
None of that.
That means you're not going to get the Hantavirus.
The Hantavirus.
The people say Hanta.
Really?
I think I've been saying it wrong, yeah. It's H-A-N-T-A. So it must be Hanta, not Hanta.
Or is it Hanta?
It could be Hanta.
Hantavirus.
Hanta. The Hanta
that
Civic.
That sounds so pretentious.
It really does. The Hanta Accord.
The Hantavirus, I'm feeling very...
Yeah,
sounds
that
a
is.
Pretentious, yes.
So we've been very careful. Hopefully we're being smart about this. I don't know. Hopefully your brother Rayleigh does
hopefully
actually know
what he's
doing.
Hopefully everyone else that's helping us is being really smart about this because they're the only ones.
They're the only ones
doing.
That know. Yeah, they could completely hose me on this. I did notice there's a weird hole drilled down by the back door to the patio.
Yeah, and I don't know what that's about.
I think it was like a start of something. Like, oh no, whoops, the power conduit's over here, and they just stopped doing it. That's what I think happened.
Either that, or they were supposed to be. What's the vacuum?
Oh, central,
like
central
vac.
Yeah,
maybe it was supposed to be something like that.
I don't
and
trust
they didn't
central
do
vac.
That. Really?
No. They break, the whole thing breaks. You can't like vacuum anymore. Most of the people I knew growing up that had central vac, guess what they were doing by year two or three? Using a regular vacuum like the rest of humanity because the thing broke down.
We just have a regular vacuum.
Yeah, it's a nightmare. All right,
we
but
won't
anyway,
pull one in.
I mean, unless there's probably a quality thing there, but I don't know.
It's nice when when it's all one piece and you're just like plug it in and go.
Yeah, like a good swimsuit. One piece, plug it in.
Plug it in and go.
And go. Anyway. Alexa in the chat says if Kim ever wants to come to Australia, we have lots of spiders there. Yeah, they got big ones too. Big ones that'll carry off in the night.
I just am so not loving spiders.
I know. You'll wake up in the middle of the night and you're halfway to Sydney. But just on your back, just getting carried by eight spiders.
I can't do it.
So
it's makes me a skin crawl. I know.
She can't do spiders. Yeah. You think I have problems with bees? You should see her with a spider, dude.
Well, it's like, come kill this.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah. But what happens, honey?
But I don't run around going,
did you break something there? What was that?
I put my phone down.
Oh, well, okay. Here's the question. If you get to people heaven, okay.
Okay.
And are you concerned at all that there'll be a little guard rope there that's just there barely keeping back the horde of spiders you've killed over the years that are all ready just to greet you there and say, thanks for killing them. Are you excited about that? Or what if,
I'd probably do it all over again.
Let's go.
They just walk over there stomping them all.
Let's go Buddhist or, oh, that'd be great. I'm sorry, ma'am. You'll have to go downstairs. What if.
I'm sorry. That's where they'd be. What are you talking about?
That probably would. What if then, see, how would this work? Okay. Is it the Hindus that have the whole reincarnation? Or am I thinking of Buddhism? What is it? One of those.
I don't know. Nick would know. He
took world religion.
So did Carter.
Yeah. It made him kind of, you know what made Nick when he took world religion in high school? It made everything in life seem, everything's a philosophical question for him now. You notice that? I think it was that class.
Yeah, he's hyper aware of everything going on.
Yeah. So he comes out of that just going, what is a fridge anyway?
I don't think so. He actually really loved that class. That was his favorite class.
Did he like it?
He loved it.
Okay, well, anyway.
He said that in psychology, not psychology. What's the one he loved too?
Oh, mythology.
No.
No? He liked that one too. Or maybe the girls like that. I don't remember.
I can't remember now.
I like mythology.
Mythology is cool.
Yeah. Zeus. And yeah. So, what was my point? I forgot. Oh, if you came back, you're going to come back as a spider because that's the karma.
Oh, okay.
That's the karma. And so somebody's going to see you and go, and you're going to go, no, wait, I used to be one of you, and you're going to die. That's how it's going to go.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
If that's how it goes, that's how it goes.
All right, we've been married for a long time, and you know,
yes,
sometimes,
we have.
Sometimes we get worried for no reason. I would like to give an example of this today. I get a text from my daughter, my oldest, who is pregnant and due in
February 4th.
February. And 4th? What? Really? That early in the month?
February 4th.
Oh, that could be soon then. But it's a lot sooner than I thought. I thought it was the end of the month.
Did I tell you about the name I came up with for them?
No, because haven't they already chosen it? It won't matter.
They haven't. I don't know what it is.
Okay. What do you got?
I want it to be Benjamin Dylan Straw.
Oh,
so Bendy. We can call him Bendy Straw.
Bendy Straw.
I think that's really cute.
Dylan is his dad.
But they don't like the name Ben, so it's okay.
No.
Sorry, all the Bens out there.
But it could have been Bendy Straw. Bendy Straw.
Yeah. Bendy would be such a cute nickname.
Amazing. I love it. That's really good.
But that's okay. Apparently that's not it, but I still don't know what it is.
Oh, they never were going to do it.
Well, probably not.
No.
I don't know what the name is.
I think it's going to be some hipstery bullcrap.
That's not very nice.
Why is it
you
not nice?
You shouldn't say that. What
no,
if
this is what happens. The kids these
later
days.
Later on, you're going to hear this and you're going to go, ooh, sorry, son.
Sorry, young.
Young Straw.
No, his name's going to be like Abernathy or some stupid name. Sorry, Abernathy. I was making fun of your name back then.
We call him Abe.
Right. That's the problem is you just call him something shortened anyway.
Anyway, she texted you today.
She texted me today.
We've gone off topic.
And it made me, welcome to my world, made me nervous. Because whenever I get a text
she's like,
for
hey,
her.
Hey, Dad, call me.
Yeah, hey, Dad, call me. I go, bleh. And I'm in the middle of the show. I'm thinking, I can't call her now, but maybe I should because it's an emergency. So I'm typing while I'm talking on the show going, is everything okay? I can call you after the show, but do you need me to call now? No, no, it's fine. Just call me after the show. And now I'm going, oh, what if it's really important and she's just being nice and telling me, you know. Like, I'm doing all of that because...
If it was important, she'd tell you.
There's something about when one of your kids is in this delicate state, right?
Nice.
Pregnant. I mean, it's a delicate state. It's a, you know, you can't go... You can't tell her to jump out of an airplane right now or whatever, yes. Right? She's not going to run a marathon or a 5K or something. So, I got worried and nervous, and then I called her, and it was just her telling me how funny it was, this thing she did to you.
Yes, she did something.
Which is this, the stupid new... Go get that bread meme.
Yes, she did that to me, and I called her right away because she's like laughing her head off at me, like, I knew you would call me. I knew you would call and say, what kind of bread do you need? I can bring it right over.
Yeah, because the thing is based on, like, go get that bread, meaning go earn that money. And it's just, you know, that seems obvious, but what's happening is younger people are telling their parents, I hope you're having a good day, and go get that bread. And the parents are all going, what bread is it? Is it at Costco? Because I'm going by there later. Like this kind of response. And of course, you did a total similar thing. Yeah. Which is great. I did not. She tried to get me. I didn't do it. I got it. I nailed it. Because I know things. Not saying you don't. I'm just saying I've yet to be gotten by my children.
Because I got it. Because I know things.
Because I know things. Anyway, so that's what she called about or texted about. And that's all it was. And I was worried for nothing.
Yeah.
I was afraid she was going to go, I'm an early laborer and a golf ball flew out of my hoo-hoo. Is that normal?
She doesn't golf, so it wouldn't be at all.
No, it'd be very abnormal to have that shoot out of there. So anyway, she's fine. Water's not broken.
Everybody's good.
Baby's pushing, like kicking, which is pretty fun to watch. She's got like alien belly right now. And it's all good. Let's read some emails. You want to hear some?
Sure.
Bill from Ohio wrote in. I wonder if we met Bill. Did we meet Bill?
I don't remember a Bill from Ohio.
We might have.
He says, might have.
Yeah, something about that's familiar. He says, Scott, listen to episode of Skim on Thanksgiving evening. Love the show. Please keep them coming. You guys were talking about pasties. We talked about both, if we're going to be honest. By the way, everyone teases me because I say both and no one else does.
Okay, back to pasties.
Anyway, please keep them coming. Oh, I grew up on these. The Cornish pasty or pasty.
Pasty.
Ours contain ground beef, potatoes, and onions inside a pie crust. They originated in England, made by a coal mine worker to have something to eat while they could hold. They could also hold in their hands. This sounds great, man.
Yeah.
One branch of my ancestors hail from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, where they are a staple. My grandma and mother made them from scratch. These days, I use a Pillsbury already pie crust. They are excellent comfort food. Attached to photo. Love the show, though. Bill from Ohio. And I didn't bring the photo, but they looked amazing, and I think we should make these.
Carter loves to make fresh or from scratch pie crust.
Well,
we should do that.
You like cooking, but how do you feel about this romaine freak out? And then now there's ground beef is also suspect of some salmonella deal. What do you think of all that?
I don't know.
Yeah,
you just hope for the best. You don't buy it and hope that you didn't already purchase some.
Well, do you eat what you have? If you have ground beef, do you just eat it?
I don't know. It depends on when they came out with it. I did buy ground beef a couple of weeks ago and put it in my freezer, and now I'm like...
Yeah, but we ate that ground beef at that wedding, didn't we?
Yeah, we ate some of it there.
Oh, it's fine then. I had a great night that night.
you think we're fine?
Yeah, I think we're okay. And it was also a much more limited thing than this romaine lettuce deal. But everywhere, like this pizza place we're going to tonight, we went there last week and they said... I said, so is this all spinach? He goes, yeah, we're not doing romaine right now because of the recall. Like the complete removal of romaine of any kind from just about every place I've been to, which is good. Because romaine, two things about romaine. One, appears to be very susceptible to salmonella poisoning for some reason. And number two.
I still don't, yeah, I'm not sure why.
Well, it's always
the
one.
A chicken, it used to just be a chicken thing.
Yeah, but in this case, this is the only lettuce that ever seems to get affected.
That's true.
There's been a listeria outbreak. On what? Romaine lettuce. Yeah. Now, that's number one. Number two, romaine lettuce is the grossest of the lettuces. It's not good.
You don't think?
It's mostly
stock. You don't like
stock.
Caesar?
No, I don't like a Caesar salad.
I don't like a Caesar salad.
I like me
you
a
like
big...
like a wedge salad.
I like leafy greens. I like... I want it to look like someone stripped this all off a tree in the middle of summer. And I want like...
So you'd like an oak leaf salad?
You know the kind. You know what I like.
It's the spring mix.
Spring mix.
That's
and then
what you like.
Yeah, and then you got the... I like spinach leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Hated them when I was a kid. Love them now.
That's really funny. That's true, though.
Yeah, a Caesar salad can... It's just F right
You're
off.
Like, never again.
Yeah,
it's
not
fine.
Not into it. I got an email from Jeff Sire. We know him.
Yes, we know Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. Is up there in Canada, and he says this. Scott and Kim, just a note on the latest show, which my wife Jen and I are really enjoying. And the person who thought you guys were faking your relationship, he says this. He's about to confirm it. He lived in my house for like a week. Remember that?
Yeah, because he was going cross country.
Yep.
It wasn't a week. It was a couple days.
Yeah, it was like 4 days.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was great. It was fun having him.
And Jen's awesome.
That was back in like 2012, something like that.
13-12.
It's a long time ago. He says, I met you both several times over the years at Nerdtacular, and the one time I was riding through Utah on the bike trip. I've only ever known you both to be exactly the way you present yourselves on the show. The second Nerdtacular, we went back to your place, and we were all talking, and somebody asked, when you planned on quitting your job to go full-time into Frog Pants. So this would have been like 08.
Mm-hmm.
Scott kind of stalled and said, I don't know. The coolest thing was the look on Kim's face. She said something like, we'll be fine. But the total look of confidence in her face was really cool. To me, it seemed like Kim's expression was complete confidence in Scott and in herself to handle a potentially rough transition. I miss you guys and wish you were living down the road for me in Vancouver or Montreal, you know, where all the Canadian cities are right next to each other, and we could see each other more often, Jeff. Well, I agree, Jeff. We miss you guys and seeing you guys.
Jeff's
if,
great.
If we really are doing Nerdtacular 2020, he could come to that.
Yes.
Bring Jen with you.
Totally.
Haven't seen her in a long time.
I think she came across country on his bike with him once, and then the next time she flew, she's like, no, I'm not doing that again.
Right. And we don't fake our relationship.
No, we don't.
Any parts of it, even the parts that are...
That's very sweet of him to say, though.
Oh, it was very nice, right?
I don't remember that conversation, but that's awesome that he does.
Yeah, he's a nice... people remember things that I say 6 years later, and I'm like, are you sure it was even me? Like, give me some proof it was even me.
Was that me that said that?
Yes, Gorath. Gorath's in the chat. Bo Schwartz. Bo has a... I don't know if Bo knows this. If you guys don't know Bo, he's our DM for There Will Be Dungeons. He is our Wednesday night co-host for Core.
And one of my favorite people ever.
That's what I was going to say. For some reason, my wife and my kids all adore Bo. Everyone loves Bo. They just think he's funny and adorable and all hairy and stuff like a little bear. It's like a little bear.
And all hairy.
Yeah, he is.
He has long hair. It's really cool.
He's a pretty great guy.
He is.
All right. Let's do this one from Mark Hensley. You want to hear this one?
Sure.
Scott and Kim, in the first episode, Kim talked about having a family dinner with your adult children.
Yes.
I agree. This is very important. When our oldest daughter moved out, I had an irrational fear we would become less important to her. She was already six when I started dating her mother, and there was 14 and 16 years between her and her brother and sister. Almost every Saturday night, our family dinner and is our family dinner night and game night for the next 3.5 years. Sorry, 13 and a half years, she was there. This time allowed us to stay connected. We saw her become her own person, and she was easily able to stay connected to her brother and her sister. Unfortunately, we lost her earlier this year. Those memories we forged over the years as a family at dinner make it slightly easier to get out of bed every day. On a happier note, Hallmark Channel Christmas movies are here, are a thing here as well. My wife has the app on her phone, so she knows when new movies are being aired, and she made herself a special Hallmark Channel Christmas movie watching shirt last year, or this year. Hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and I'm looking forward to listening in the future, Mark. Well, Mark, I am horrified by your loss, first of all.
No.
And I'm really sorry to hear that. But secondly, I also feel for you for this movie thing. I totally feel for you, buddy. Hey, speaking of which, you got a shirt.
I did.
Is it on?
I don't.
You forgot.
I was going to strip down right now.
Woo-hoo!
I do have it for my watching, though. My Hallmark Channel movie watching.
Yeah, it's awesome. And I don't remember who made it for you. Who made it? This wasn't from Rainbow Bright that we got the doll from, is it?
No.
Oh, I gave away what it is. Let's talk about it.
Scott Johnson?
I said ball. Everyone heard me say ball. You know what? Next week she'll wear it and we'll give
I'm going to wear it.
We'll put the name so we give them some
credit. Yeah, I don't have the letter with me. Sorry. Yeah. I don't have anything with me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I never do. I'm so bad.
That'd be awesome. Okay. More on the movie Christmas thing. Got a tweet from somebody. This is great. Okay. What I'm about to share with you is freaking great. I need music for this. Hold on a second. Because this is so good. It requires, I don't know what music I even want. I'm just going to make some.
Beau's asking about his hairy bear.
Here's the music. All right. I'm going to read to you. It's kind of holiday
nice
sounding.
Nice music.
Michael Latham on Twitter says, just in case you break your promise about Hallmark films, here's some stuff to point out as someone who has been watching them with never-ending questions. By the way, that jerk who thinks you guys are faking it, wow, what a soulless life they must be living. Okay, so here's what I'm going to read to you. Here's what I'm going to read. This is from Michael Latham. He put this on Facebook originally, but I'm going to share it here. I think it's brilliant. For some reason, that's loud, and I don't know why. Let's turn that down.
It's a little loud.
It says this. So, things I have learned about the Hallmark Christmas movies. All right?
I'm scared.
Why scared? Why?
I don't know. You guys just make so much fun of this, and I still enjoy it.
You're
so
afraid anything I say on the subject is going to be negative, aren't you? I don't blame you.
Maybe. Well, because you did it again the other day when I was watching my show, and then you went, oh, wait, I promised I wouldn't do that anymore.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. All right, so it says this. So, I've learned some things about the Hallmark Christmas movie channel, or Christmas movies. Number one. The people in them are horrible, and I mean horrible kissers. Bad, bad kissers. Do you agree? They're all pretty bad, right? The sloppy, disgusting kissers.
Well, yeah? There's no, like, spittle.
Well.
What are you talking about?
Ask them on set next time.
Okay,
see if
I'll ask them on set next time.
All right.
Next time I'm there.
Next up, single parents have no issues having their children, child or children, spend time alone with people they only met a couple of days ago. Ding.
You got me there.
Yep. All, here's the next one. Number three. All women will drop a successful career and move to start a new relationship with someone they just met a couple of days ago. And all men, no matter what job they have, secretly want to make furniture and carve wood. Yeah. That's true.
They have a Marx bag complex.
Yeah. Well, I just watched one with you the other night, and that's absolutely the plot of that thing. That guy was the tandy man in town with a red
it's
truck.
It's a plot of a lot of them.
Yeah, it totally is. All right, so there's that. Here's more. I got more. Number four. LGBTQ people don't exist in these worlds. It's true, they don't. No one's gay.
All right.
Red hats. Let's see. Number five. Red hats would love to live in Hallmark films. Pretty much 95% white. Asians are all but gone. And good luck finding someone from the Middle East.
Now, the one you watched with me.
Yeah.
Did not feel that way.
No, it had some racial diversity.
It felt a little on purpose.
Yes, it felt like it was like inserted like, oh, hey, don't worry about us. We got, look at this black guy working here. Yeah.
Don't worry about us.
Okay, here's another one. Number five, sex doesn't exist, just hugs and awkward kisses. Snowball fights are considered foreplay, and then all you get is hot cocoa, and that's not code for anything. This is really good, isn't it?
There's a lot of cookies too.
All right. There's always a town meeting too. Have you noticed that?
These are all very small towns.
Yeah, they're always having a town meeting to discuss.
Like 100 people, and everybody knows everybody. Yeah.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Well, it's true. We don't really have any town meetings where we live.
Mm-mm.
Actually, they have them. We don't go.
Yeah, we don't go to them. That's the difference. We're not at any of the town meetings. Here's your next one.
Okay.
The products they sell during commercial breaks make Fox News ads look cool. Wow, Pat Boone is still alive. Who knew? Yeah, there's some bad commercials. It's a lot of sort of...
Look, all commercials, in my opinion, until the Super Bowl are kind
of... Yeah, but these are worse. These are like, the Franklin Mint announces a one-of-a-kind only this year. Like, it sucks. It's just terrible. I guess they know their audience.
I wish they used you for their voice.
I do, too.
The Franklin Mint.
Here's your next one. Number seven. There is an actual shared universe that is being built. Wonder what happens when the same actors meet themselves from five other movies. I guess they get time-copped. Now, if you've seen Time Cop, what happens is if you touch yourself from another timeline, you turn into a ball of CGI gelatinous goo.
But you can... They're all made-up city names, so they're in different places, obviously.
Yeah, but what if they crossed over? What if we had a big, giant crossover? What are you going to do then?
Yeah, there'd be a lot of people real mad.
Yeah, you think I don't like it now. Imagine
why are
then.
You holding her hand? Why are you holding her hand?
Yeah, no, see?
That's my girlfriend.
Yeah. Why are there two of you? All right. Here's number 8. I'm going to shock you, but I think there is a lot of product placement going on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Tons of it. Number 9, charity orphans are there for your entertainment. Dance, Timmy. Sing, Sharon. And serve cocktails at my party. Wait, wait. All right. Number 10. Looks like number 10. You ready?
I'm ready. We should have done these backwards. Anyway.
He wrote it. Yeah, I read it in order. But anyway.
Top 10.
Every relationship starts with the person overhearing a conversation which they think you are choosing. Sorry. That didn't make sense. Every relationship starts with the person overhearing a conversation which they think you are choosing the other person. I don't understand it. They flee and then return in time for a truly awkward kiss and an instant wedding, but never any sex.
What do you think you're watching?
I don't know.
This is not Skinamax.
No, but...
this is Hallmark Channel. They're not going to have any sexy
scenes. Nobody does anything
in
these. I mean, we assume they do because people are born and there's people in it.
Yeah, there are children, usually.
Somebody somewhere
single-parent children everywhere.
Somebody has performed intercourse at some point. It's just not...
Although we never meet their ex-wives.
No.
Or ex-husbands.
Your mom would love the Hallmark Channel. Does she watch this stuff?
I don't know.
She'd be so into this.
She'd probably think I'm wasting my time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Your mom thinks that about a lot of things, though.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you for that,
I get things done. That's all that matters.
Yeah, you do, and that's all we really care about. All right. well done, and thanks for the emails. By the way, people are always like, how can I get an email to you? I need to send a note to you guys. How do I do this? It's really easy. Go to frogpants.com/skim, and there's a contact button. Hit that. Takes you to a page. You put in your stuff. I get it immediately. It's this easy, sneezy, lemon squeezy.
Easy, sneezy. A lot of people are saying Hallmark After Dark.
Yeah. What would Hallmark have? Let's write one. You want to write one? Let's write one. Hold on. So, ladies in the city, she's a fashion designer, very successful fashion designer in New York City.
Okay.
She decides, I've had enough. I just can't do this anymore.
Why can't she be an architect?
Oh, she could be. What if she's an importer-exporter? We're going all Seinfeld on this one.
She imports diapers.
Diapers and exports
matches.
Poop. Oh. So anyway, she's like, I got to get away from this hubbub, the rat race of the city. How can I do this? So she leaves and she gets on a bus for some reason, even though she's loaded, but she's on a bus. And
this is why you don't write these, honey.
Well, no, the reason she's on a bus is because she's looking longingly out the window as everything passes by, just kind of like, oh, my life,
where will I find?
And then the train breaks down somewhere in Pennsylvania and she finds herself having to get out kind of... Planes, Trains, and Automobiles style.
Walk across the field?
Yeah, and walk across a muddy field. And then she finds a small town.
She thumbs it over to the small town.
She finds a small town full of Mennonites. And as she's hanging, or it can be the Amish, doesn't matter. Let's say it's Amish. They're hanging around the Amish. She's like, oh, this is weird. I better put on the appropriate dress and help milk the cow at 4 a.m. So they're doing all of this. And she's fitting right in. And then this hulking, hunking... A long-haired, blonde, beautiful man who's an Amish man comes out of nowhere and says, oh, yes, you're a very lovely lady. And now everyone's thinking, oh, we're going to raise the barn and do the stuff. And then they...
Where's Harrison Ford in all of this?
Yeah, it does sound like I'm writing. I'm making witness.
You're totally making witness here. This is why you don't write these. This is great.
Yeah, it is witness. I just described witness. Time for milking. All right.
Yes, you all witnessed Scott just giving you the opposite version of witness.
Yeah, plus I never got to the After Dark stuff. I don't even know where. Well, what happened in that
What's
movie?
What's happened in After Dark in a Amish community?
Well, it happened in Witness.
They have to be up at 4:30 in the morning. It's not even dark when they go to bed.
But Han Solo caught Kelly McGillis washing her boobs or
Han
something.
Han Solo.
Yeah, or sorry, Harrison Ford. Do you remember that? Harrison Ford, she's in there washing her boobs.
Yep, there's your After Dark moment. That's it.
This is the second time she's gotten it on with her main
actor.
Those are
some clean boobs.
As far as we know. You know, they're making a new
Unless
Top Gun.
Unless you're doing like a once a year bathing.
They're making a new Top Gun, and I guarantee she's not in it.
And probably not.
It bums me out, because think about it for a second. Just because Tom Cruise takes special drugs that Xenu gave him, he can look like he's 5 all the time, right? But poor Kelly McGillis, she's just aged naturally like the rest of us. And they're not going to let her in the movie because she's not going to be up to his standards, you know?
That's true.
His Scientology lady standards. Anyway. You want to do one of these? Let's do this. Hold on.
One of what?
One of these. Where is it? Oh, I'm on the wrong tab. Boy, that'll teach you. Okay, here it is. This.
I can't even
Will you
see
remember
stuff?
To eat the right way?
All right. We're going to do a quick little recipe idea that Kim had.
Okay.
Do you want to tell people what you found?
Yes, because it's something I'm making. Well,
tonight?
I was planning on making tonight, but I couldn't because the floor is still not ready.
Oh, because our lives are chaos and nobody
it's
can do anything
normal.
It's
not an utter chaos.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Totally not a big deal.
Yeah.
Just not making dinner tonight.
I see.
But I was going to make shawarma.
Shawarma?
Scott's favorite thing is shawarma.
You guys, shawarma, and I don't mean the shawarma sandwich thing they got at the end of Avengers 1. I'm talking about like...
It's the same seasoning.
It is, but it's this legit like Middle Eastern...
Yeah, I serve it with rice and everything, but I like to make them into meatballs and then cook them in the oven.
They're
like
so
bake
good.
Them instead of having it just loose ground. It's beef and lamb.
Lamb. And you mix them, right?
But sometimes I'll put turkey and you like it that way.
Yeah,
so.
Turkey's good. Actually, I feel
Less
like
greasy.
Any meat, it's almost like the seasoning is everything and the meat really isn't as important.
Right.
But
so I do it ground and then I make it into meatballs, about 1-inch meatballs.
Yeah.
Put them in the oven, bake them until they're all done, and then do the same cucumber sauce, serve it with rice, serve it with cucumbers and tomatoes, and just so good.
What's that... What's that rice called that we like? Beta rice? No.
What?
Bing bong.
Bing bong rice. That's the one.
No, it's like a... It's the first time I had it was at the shawarma place.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
It's looser, kind of? Bigger?
It's looser. Basmati.
Basmati rice!
But sometimes I'd use like a... There's a couple different ones I like to use. But basmati is the one I cook with most.
You know how good that sounds right now?
Yeah.
Good
but we're not
Lord.
Having it for dinner, so don't get too excited.
Nope. We're having pizza.
Another day.
Pizza prepared by college kids. That's what we're going to do. And that's fine. We don't mind.
And it's going to be great.
Yeah. I want to just say real quick for the record that her shawarma recipe is unbelievable. We should probably put that in this post or something.
Will do.
You want to do that?
Will do.
Do. Okay. So when we're done here, we'll put this... We'll put it in the thing, and she'll even mention what meat you can substitute and all that kind of stuff, because I think that would
and
be
important.
And this
is what it looks like.
Now, if you're a vegetarian...
Can you see that?
Do you have
can you
hold on. Sorry, go ahead.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, kind of. Angle it a little bit. It's up or down.
Up.
More. Wow, it's really not getting better. That's quite weird. Why the camera can't...
Process my phone.
It just looks like you got brains on there or something.
But, that's not going to work out very well.
But we'll put it up. And then is there a way to do a vegetarian version like you do for Carter or no? Is this, you're screwed?
I usually don't, but I make sure that we have lots of pita and rice and all the sauces and the vegetables to go in it and lots of olives. And she's usually good with that.
Yeah.
We love the Kalamata olives to go with it. Oh, so good.
Yeah, you guys and your Kalamata olives. They're okay. They're the little purple ones, right?
Yeah.
Brown, purple, whatever. Yeah.
But then we do black olives and the green olives and it's fine. But there's usually a lot to do with the shawarma, enough that Carter's happy.
Okay. I had a thing to say, but I'm not going to say it because it's gross. It's
it?
Gross. I'm not going to say it.
Okay.
I'm just going to save it for next time.
Save it for later.
That's right. Okay. that's going to do it for today, guys. Thanks so much for listening. Hey, so our plans next week is a show because Christmas isn't there yet. We're never gone. When we go on our little trip, me and you.
It's never on a Thursday. No,
okay,
we aren't missing any of these.
So all of the month of December, we're good, I think.
Yeah, we'll talk about more things that we're making for Christmas as it gets closer. And then after Christmas, we'll still do it that Thursday. And we'll talk about de-junking and getting rid of everything in your fridge.
Yeah, we need to. There's a lot of de-junking in general I want to do
around
here.
Well, in general, yes. Well, there will be plenty of it because we have everything stashed in rooms and other places, and we'll just not put it back.
Yeah.
We'll just get rid of it.
And look behind Kim here in this camera view. There's
a lot
of junk back there I need to get rid of. It's mostly kids' stuff.
It's good stuff.
What was I going to say? I forgot.
I don't know.
Ah,
you said it was going to be gross.
No.
So you weren't going to say it?
No, not that. It was something else. It was that...
Christmas.
And then soon you guys will never hear about the stupid Hallmark Channel again. It'll never come up.
Not till next year.
We've had 5 episodes. Every episode we've talked about the Hallmark Channel.
Yes, and it'll be over, and then we'll talk about New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
And Scott's will be never to watch a Hallmark
movie. I mean, in theory, the reason I'm doing it is because you guys are sending in emails and feedback that include this. So
that's
it's not,
because people get into this, just not you.
Right. I get it. But they're also, except that guy, he's like me. He's,
he has 10 reasons why he doesn't watch him.
Yeah, he's seeing
just
the pattern.
Just stop watching him, buddy.
He's just smart.
Just stop watching
him. I like him. So yeah, we'll be back. We'll do some more stuff. Oh, is Carter in here?
She's on the train.
No, she's in here.
Really?
Oh, Carter says, don't you get rid of my stuff, she says in the chat.
She told me that yesterday. I said, I cleaned your room because I had to put your laundry away because I needed space to put stuff in there. And she's like, what'd you get rid of?
Yeah. She gets
and
really,
I wanted to say, if you can tell me one thing I got rid of, I'll give it back to you.
Yeah. She gets really hardcore about it for some reason. And I don't know why, because we could actually do it and she'd never know.
It's
because
true.
She doesn't know what
not.
She has. Oh, I know.
Didn't
she
that.
Didn't. Mom didn't do it.
I'm a trustworthy mom.
But she doesn't know what we... if we did it, Carter, you'd never know.
That's true.
You'd never even know.
That's true.
Anyway.
But that's
they do,
right.
They do Christmas in July on Hallmark as well. Oh, my Lord.
I don't look then. I'm usually in my garden by then.
Oh, Monica, don't tell us that.
Thank you, Monica.
Yeah. Yeah, we're too busy. The summers, we don't watch a lot of TV.
The
well, I do, but...
It's, too crazy.
Yeah, we're outside, man. You got to get that sun, yo. Get your vitamin D. All right.
Get your sun, yo.
I think we're good. Anything else you want to add, honey? Or
that's everything. You guys have a great week. We will see you next week.
Yeah, we'll see you next week for sure. And don't forget, support us over at patreon.com/frogpants. If you like this show, your love can be shown there pretty easily. Imagine like $1 a month for this show. That's all you'd have to pay. patreon.com/frogpants. And if you're looking for this show specifically, it's archives, the podcast link, all that stuff. YouTube even has, we've got links to YouTube archives over at frogpants.com/skim. And I would recommend you doing that and do it today before time passes too much, because there's no reason to actually just go whenever you want to. I'm making all that up. It's going to do it for
thank
us.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, honey. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Really?
I think I've been saying it wrong, yeah. It's H-A-N-T-A, so it must be Hanta, not Hunta.
Or is it Hanta?
It could be Hanta.
Hantavirus.
Hanta. The Hanta
that
Civic.
That sounds so pretentious.
It really does. The Hanta Accord.
The Hantavirus, I'm feeling.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.